The Philadelphia Singers are rehearsing works by Bach and a series of traditional hymns like this one for their farewell concert on Saturday. Most classical choral groups are a mixture of professional and amateur voices, but this is one of the few all-professional groups. Allison Harvey has been singing with the group for almost 25 years.
It's that strength of being able to pick up a piece of music, whatever it might be, with a group full of people who know how to run with that and how to make music and a real commitment to working with each other at a high level.
The news of the group's demise came suddenly. Harvey and the rest of the Singers were only told mid-season that this would be their last season.
It's sort of like walking around with a knot in your stomach because it's been such a part of my life for so long. I mean, I'm sad. I'm a little angry, too, that it sort of disappeared on us somewhat suddenly. I mean, I've always known that there's been difficulties. So there's that sadness. I think a lot of the emotions one would expect when something you love dies.
The group was started in 1972 by a young choral conductor, Michael Korn, who believed classical vocal singers should be paid just like instrumentalists. But it's been living pretty much hand-to-mouth for the last 43 years, and when a grant did not come through last year as expected, that was the end of it. Gregory Cantwell, a baritone, has been with the chorus since the very beginning.
It's a very specialized art form, choral singing. So it's always hard to get money, get funding. And that's always been one of the problems with the Singers. That was the problem that caused the death knell for us. It's really sad.
It's easy to wallow in these pieces. I don't want to wallow. I want to be expressive, but I don't want to wallow.
That is music director David Hayes, who took over after Korn died in 1991, and he's been the director ever since. But this has been a tough week for him. Just minutes after this rehearsal Tuesday, he boarded the New York-bound Amtrak train that derailed in Port Richmond, killing several and injuring hundreds. Miraculously, he walked away from the wreckage with only bruises.
I'm just going to stay quiet and rest a lot in the next few days, and then I'll go into it business as usual in the sense of rehearsing and performing. I probably won't be moving quite as vigorously as I perhaps might normally conduct, but still probably going to be a little bit sore.
The show will go on. Many of the Singers are treating the end of the group as professionals do. This is a gig that lasted a good long time, and now they have to look for more work. But some nostalgia does creep in, says that baritone, Greg Cantwell.
We worked on an encore last night, a piece by Rachmaninoff from the Rachmaninoff Vespers, and David looked a little verklempt at the end, and he said, I just wanted to hear you sing it again. So we'll give it our best.
The Philadelphia Singers will perform for the last time on Saturday night at the Church of the Holy Trinity in Rittenhouse Square. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.